No one voiced any concerns about a proposed six-story condominium apartment-style building in downtown Orillia at a public meeting on the topic, held Monday at City Hall. The proposed development would consist of 31 one-bedroom units, ranging in size from 498 square feet to 672 square feet at 67 Colborne Street W and 76 Victoria Street. It is documented that the city has an identified need for these types of small units, and this development will increase the supply of apartment-style units in the city, which is our rarest form of housing, said Jill Lewis, senior planner for Orillia. The building site is now the location of Joe Trombley Automotive Services. It is on a sidewalk, on a transit route, close to Orillia Soldiers Memorial Hospital, commercial businesses and parks. The project needs an official plan, op, amendment to approve the six-story building, as the current height limit is four stories. It also needs zoning bylaw amendments as the project is on three properties, all of which have different zoning. Vanessa Simpson, of Morgan Planning and Development of Orillia, represented the building applicant. She said the project meets all the requirements set out on the op except for the request for six stories. Simpson said all the comments from the first public meeting held last fall have been addressed. Driving access to the building would come off Colborne Street and under the building to the second property. It will have 32 parking spaces, 26 for residents and visitors, 2 accessible parking spots and 4 commercial parking spots. Commercial parking spots will be needed for the mixed-use building as there is a commercial unit on the main floor, she explained. The third property, backing onto Victoria Street, will be a green zone for the use of residents. The project also features a walkway to the back and space for 20 bikes. Landscaping will be done at the front and side and green zone of the property. Housing will be on the second, third, fourth, and fifth floors. The basement will have storage and laundry. The sixth floor will be a space for the residents with a kitchen, lounge, 4 work pods and 2 outdoor areas. Kaun. Ralph Sipala suggested to the planners that they consider installing heating coils in the snow storage area, so that snow would melt into the storm sewers rather than having to be hauled away. That's a great suggestion, said Simpson. I've seen it done before. There's some money associated with that, but there's a cost to remove snow as well, she said, adding that the company will look at it with a civil engineer. Kaun. Jay Fallis said he liked the idea of adding some residential intensification to Colborne Street. The height seems reasonable to me, Fallis said. Mayor Don McIsaac is in support of the project. I wish it was 8 stories instead of 6, he said. A decision on the proposed op and zoning bylaw amendments will be made March 3.